to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
My God, you're beautiful. Whew. Yeah. And thank you for your brilliance, Felicia. Mike, I mean, the song selections could not be more perfect. Could not be more perfect. So I knew this would be an emotional moment. I didn't know it would take me quite so many moments to get refocused, and that's okay. That's my authenticity this morning. So we talked a little bit last week about the whole process of cultivation, right? And this morning we're talking about dropping our masks. And I have this comical scenario in my mind with, we have two little toy Australian shepherds. And Thor gets his name appropriately because he is our little god of thunder. He does like to hear himself bark. And so often it's, Thor, stop barking. Or not. And so I invite you to drop your masks or not. Right? Because here's the thing about masks. When I was, you know, we have these resources that give us information about the topic. But what it rarely gives me is research about the topic. And so I'm researching the history of masks. Right? Because just this right out of the gate, drop your masks. Really? All of them? Why? And why do we even have masks? Why? 7,000 BC is the earliest mask. So this is not a new thing. Right? This is kind of a thing. And the history of masks is actually quite celebratory and quite spiritual, right? And so do we really want to drop all of that? Maybe. Maybe not. What I know is that you get to decide what you are going to drop. I want to be really clear. I am never here to tell you what to think or what to believe. I am here to help us all learn how to think. And there might be some truth that I tend to be a little bit of a shit disturber. There might be some truth to that. And so I have been known to kick the hornet's nest once or twice and challenge what you think. That's my job. But it's not to tell you what to think. And I am incredibly grateful for people in my life that loved me enough to challenge what I think. Because I don't know, maybe you had a really different path, but my best thinking took me down some really crazy roads and some really dark places. My best thinking got me into the rooms of 12-step recovery, but my best thinking created the need to get me there. Right? So it's a both and. Part of what I ran across in this packing journey, it quite literally just blew me away. The day before I first licensed as a minister, I wrote this. I am. I am bravely, visibly, unapologetically expressing the divinity within me. I am ready to be everything I came here to be. I am love, so I love. I am one, so I live oneness. I am in every moment in my perfect expression. I am life itself as minister.
Yes.
That's the invitation of authenticity. To let go of who we think we are, our conditioned us. It doesn't mean you stop being human, because really, good luck. Right? I mean, the only way to completely drop all of our conditioned self is to be the best agnostic on the planet and figure out how to get out of your body without committing suicide. We're supposed to be human. We're supposed to be in a body. That doesn't mean we're supposed to identify with that as the truth of our being. See, and that's the trick. We are so conditioned as in this human realm to live in this either or. And the truth of our spirituality is always a both and. And we're not good with paradox. I mean, let's just own that. We do not like it. Everything inside of us goes to cognitive dissonance. We do everything we can to, as quickly as possible, resolve the conflict because we don't like it. Welcome to the human race. Congratulations, you qualify to be here. Okay, but how do we begin to resolve this? Brené Brown. I love me some Brené Brown. I'm just saying. Here's what she says. Authenticity is the daily practice. Daily. Not sometimes, not when I think about it. The daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are. Now, that in and of itself can be a very confusing statement if you think who you are is your human personality. It's not. You are God in form. You are unlimited potentiality in form. You are an intentional, on purpose, unrepeatable smile in the heart of creation itself. That's who you be. And how often do you tell yourself that? How often do you remind yourself that you are infinite intelligence in form? So everything you need to know already exists within you, and the only thing you have to do is choose to be aware of what you already know in order to resolve everything you think you need to resolve. How often do you remind yourself of the truth of your being? Or how often do you live in the distraction of, this is just who I am? Referring to your humanness when your behavior is challenged, when our assumptions are challenged. It's such a lovely place to be when our assumptions about someone else are challenged and we default to that, well, I know what I know. Isn't it? Maybe it's just me who does that. Maybe y'all don't do that. I bet you do. And And so what if you do? So what? The trick is not chastising ourselves. It's not about staying on the balance beam as much as it is recognizing when we fell off and how quickly can we get back on. One of the most damaging things I watch us human beings do to ourselves and one another is this idea that perfection can somehow be manifest in physical form as behavior. You are perfection in form, and you're going to behave like a flawed human being. Get used to that. Embrace that. Dare I say, be amused by yourself. That's great. I mean, seriously, if you're not amused by your behavior, you're not paying attention. And I can't possibly allow myself to be amused by yours if I won't be amused by my own. This whole journey, my whole journey with this community, started with inclusion begins with you. Inclusion begins with me. Authenticity begins with me. See, I can't possibly accept you if I don't accept me. Because everything I dislike about me, I will. It doesn't even matter if you're doing it. You're doing it. Right? Accuracy is unrequired. It's nothing to do with it. Right? But everything I dislike about me, I will find a creative, amazing way to attribute it to you. And then I will put my whole focus on changing you until I realize I can't, and then I will simply criticize you.
Come on.
And I will take it as far as I need to take it to not look at me. I will use you as my buffer to not deal with me, to not even recognize the masks that I'm wearing. And when I'm in your presence, I will wear the most deceptive mask of all that says how much I love and appreciate you and everything about you, and never tip my hand about what's going on in my head about you, because why would I do that? Because I'm not about authenticity. So everything that comes up for you about somebody else, I invite you, turn it inward. Because that's your stuff. That's your stuff. It doesn't mean we don't, as human beings, behave badly. We do. All the time. All the time. And sometimes it directly impacts us, and we get to have our experience about that. But nobody is their behavior. Nobody. Remember, who are we? We are a divine, intentional, on purpose, unrepeatable smile in the heart of creation. That's the truth of everybody. Everybody. Even the people in the political realm that you have decided are the Antichrist. Yes, I said that. Because my vision is we're all in the same room. That we learn how to coexist. That we learn how to listen to one another. That I do not, and that you do not, require someone else to be the same as you in order to recognize that they are you.
Yes.
Yes.
Because if there's only one of us here, I'm looking at it. Right? The eyes of divinity are looking into the eyes of divinity. Is that a mask? I don't know. And if it is, then the infinite is wearing a million. Well, right now, what? We're up to 7 billion masks? And is that a bad thing? I don't think so. I think that's how it expands itself. And so, I don't know that we need to so much drop our masks as we need to understand which ones we're wearing and why. To take responsibility. Right? The most interesting thing I ran across in the masks were the death masks that were created historically. And they were done that way so that in the afterlife, we would recognize ourselves. What struck me about that is our attachment to this human realm. That the recognition of who we are is based on our human experience. And so that's the mask I invite us to drop. Is the limitation that we are who we think we are in this human realm. That we are so much more. And that this, Ernest Holmes called these our meat suits. Right? That this is just a vehicle that the real you is traveling in. That this is just a mask. That the essence of me is wearing. And it's necessary and it's purposeful and it's meaningful. Because otherwise, how will you know who I am in this physical realm? My vision is that you will know me by my energy. Yeah. Ernest Holmes said that he wanted to be that presence. And he called practitioners to be the presence so that when people are healed simply by being in your presence. That's energy. That's straight up quantum physics. Right? That we are so intentional and so conscious and so purposeful with what we think, with what we know, with what we live from, that words aren't necessary, that people know you, that they can feel you enter the room. And not from that, because we all know that person. We can feel him enter the room. We haven't seen him. We're like, ooh. Not that guy. But the one where somebody enters the room and you have this, whoa, what just happened? Yeah. Where we can feel the movement of energy because that is spirit. Where we let ourselves be so deeply anchored in the truth of our being that we move through this world. We talk about contributing to a world that works for everyone. Walk around and heal it and never open your mouth. Who cares if people know it was you? Maybe that's the biggest mask to drop. Is the one that needs to be recognized. I don't think creation gives a rat's rear end if we recognize it or not. I think it cares about whether or not we're choosing to be it. Consciously, you are it. Okay, that you don't get a choice about. You are it. And so now you get to decide, are you going to choose to be that? I want to close with this quote. I'm going to pull it up here so I get it right. From the Velveteen Rabbit, because so many of us get all wrapped up in how it's going to be in this human realm if I'm different, right? Yes, people are going to notice. Let me just not lie to you. People are going to notice. Some people are going to think you're profoundly weird. Yay! There's a list of people that think I'm off my rocker. I ain't saying they're wrong. Some of you may join that list. Here's the thing. Once you are real, you can't be ugly, except to people who don't understand. So if you think you're ugly, you don't understand. Be about understanding. Be about understanding. Because you are amazing. And you may be the only one who doesn't know that yet. Let's take this into prayer. With this breath, I bring to mind, I bring to my conscious human memory that there is only one. I recognize, I recognize, I know again that there is one, one infinite, ever-present allness. Unlimited, unformed, and yet formed. And I know that I am that. And I know that what is true of me is true of all life. And so in this very room that is the divine in form are multiple expressions of this infinite one, all connected in that one essence. And yet expressing in brilliant, magnificent, authentic multiplicity. And so I speak my word, recognizing that my word is the word of the infinite itself, speaking itself through this thing I call my body. Claiming and affirming, lifting up, demanding a revelation of realness in this human realm. A revelation of oneness, a revelation of truth, a revelation of love, a revelation of the divine recognizing the divine in every expression of itself. Beyond our human opinions, beyond our human made-up stories, I claim and affirm an awareness, a conscious choice to see the infinite by whatever name we call it in every expression of itself. To be the presence of love everywhere we be. Grateful. Grateful to know that just as quickly as the word is spoken, it is done. And so I can let go because I know it's already complete. I am not bound by my perception of time and space. I know that it is done. And so I move from this moment into the next, looking for the evidence of its completeness and being that. I invite you to join me to make this word your own as we say together, and so it is.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.